Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon, final hour for us. Lots to get into this hour, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Marcell Ozuna to the rescue in the ninth inning yesterday.
Ozuna from the Braves.
Exactly right. Thank goodness. Thank goodness, because that would have been a tough series to lose, no doubt. We'll get back into some Falcons draft conversation in about 20 minutes as well, as we are just over a week away from the first round of the NFL draft next Thursday. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up, as we always do. Any question, any topic at 140. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
The portal opens up tomorrow, Andy.
Again?
Yeah, yeah.
That portal can't stay closed, can it?
Yeah, so it opens up tomorrow. We were just reading kid Andrew Paul is running back.
Running back, Georgia.
So obviously you're going to – wait, take it after spring practice. Okay, I didn't get as many reps as I wanted to, so time for me to go. Expect a lot of names tomorrow going into the portal and everything like that, as this is what college football is.
It's what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you hang around for G-Day. I don't know if you thought anything was going to change, but also what's the point of even saying anything before it?
Right.
Portal opens tomorrow. You get your name out there. Look, I mean, I don't know where Andrew Paul ends up, but you're good enough to be a running back at Georgia. You're probably going to have some suitors.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have some people that are interested in you. And good luck to him elsewhere. Sounded like ETN looked good.
Yes.
At G-Day, not surprisingly.
I mean, the game was okay. I mean, I think the defense got the better of him. Because one thing about him is that, you know, when you can't tackle a quarterback, you don't rush hard. You just jump up and just back the ball down. And do things like
which
that.
Happened. Which it was happened. A batted pass, interception.
Yeah, which happens and everything like that. So I don't really take much from it. I know it's gorgeous up there in Athens on Saturday. They're going to be fine. They'll be fine. Mykel Williams, I'm going to go back, like I said last year, like I was talking about him, because I was talking big about Mykel last year. I was. And he's a good player. I need him to be great this year. I need him to be great. I need him to be great, because he, to me, seems like he has that kind of ability where you're like, because all the measures were there.
Right.
Big,
like a top 10 NFL
first-round
draft.
Yes, because he has the body build, talent, the athleticism to do that. He's just got to put the game with it.
Yeah, that sort of, to me, was what Saturday was about, was because I think that's what Georgia's defense is this year. There's a lot of guys, maybe not quite as good as him, but a lot of guys where it's like, yeah, the potential's there. Like the measurables are there, the hype, all that kind of stuff. You just haven't quite seen it yet, because either they were behind other players that are now in the NFL, or there were injuries, or maybe just didn't quite live up to it, whatever. But, like, There's a potential Georgia's defense is the best defense in the country again this year. And if all those guys sort of take that step.
If all that potential.
Yeah.
And that,
which it might.
It might. Like,
you never know.
You never freaking know.
And they are bringing back a lot of talent, too. They got talented guys in the secondary and the linebacking core as well. But, yeah, you need about two or three of these potential guys to pop to really kind of be that defense. Sounded like that's what it looked like on Saturday.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I've reading about all the stuff from some of the folks that were there and all that. And it sounded like the defense had a better day, which oftentimes happens in these situations. And no one got hurt.
That's the biggest thing.
There you go.
Nobody got hurt. which is always a great thing. I was surprised to see Carson in the game so late, too, because they were doing like more situations. They're like, damn, Carson's still in there.
It ended in a tie, and they wanted to go for two, but Kirby wouldn't let them because they didn't want to put any stuff on tape for Clemson.
Yes.
All right.
Just like,
fair enough.
That's so great. just hand the ball to the running back. Run a play you're not going to run against Clemson. Exactly. Just run the ball.
You know what I mean? Don't run one of your really good two-point conversion plays.
Yeah. Don't want to put nothing on field. God, they're so funny, man.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, you never can be too careful.
I don't think so either, man. And we just talk about money. And I wrote this on my back paper. Grayson Allen just got $70 million. Good for him.
Yep, it is. It's good for him. It is good for him.
Wow.
And the Allen family. I'm just going to take a wild, broad stroke swipe at this one, but I feel like the Allen family is probably doing okay already, but maybe not. maybe this is going to change everyone's lives. I mean, $70 million is going to change people's lives. I get it. I will say there's a tough track record in the NBA the last handful of years of paying the guy who had a random hot shooting year.
Yes. Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson got all that money. Joe Harris got all that bread. Now, because Grayson Allen is leading the NBA in three-point shooting percentage. So, hey, you know what? Good for him.
Ka-ching.
It's never been a better time to be a good outside shooter in the NBA.
You got
to
have him now.
Never been a better time. Because, I mean, he plays defense, and he's irritating and all that kind of stuff. Like, he's – all jokes aside, like, he's a good guy to have on your team for sure. Like, you're not building your team around him, and that's not what that money is. But it's, you know, he came around at the right time.
Right.
Like, he's a very forgettable player 25 years ago. Damn. But now, because they shoot so many threes, he's perfect.
A second shoot.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I got a lot of Grayson Allen.
Otherwise,
I tripped Bo on the way to the bathroom earlier.
Damn, homie.
Just to send a message. Yeah, I'm back.
You're just excited. What y'all playing today?
I don't know. Well,
you, no, don't. Yeah,
I don't know the. I don't. My buddy works at a new course,
uh-huh.
And I don't know what it's called.
Oh, okay. And I see what's in the. You know, I'm an observer of everything.
Oh, yeah, you're very observant.
The pink friendship.
Oh, yes. Lily got us these for Easter.
Nice.
So we're all rocking the pink friendship bracelets. Which is just, you know,
it's awesome.
As manly as it gets.
Hey, don't worry about it. It's awesome.
But yeah, I got one. My brother's got one. Ashley's got hers on. My brother's girlfriend's got one. Everybody that was over there for Easter, Lily got us friendship bracelets. And we made the agreement that whoever keeps it on the longest, the other people have to put in and give them some money. We all put in $10.
Okay.
So whoever's bracelet stays on the longest gets the pot.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, right?
And if you think the bracelet is manly, you should see my toenails. Because we went on vacation at the beach last week and everybody got pedicures. I didn't go to get a professional pedicure, but I did get a pedicure from a 3-year-old.
Sweet.
And,
who hasn't?
It's good. Looks good, man.
Like, I mean, only
rock
thing,
it, dude. You gotta rock it, man.
Well, I did. We're at the beach. I'm wearing sandals all week.
Right.
And so I was in the elevator with a drunk group of older people, and one of the ladies was just staring at my feet, and I was like, I got a 3-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And then they all just cracked up. They were oh, we didn't know. And I was like, all right, so what if I didn't?
What if I didn't?
What if I just had pink toenails, you know, because I wanted them? But I didn't say that to them.
I hope you did. I really wish you would have said that.
Yeah, what's the problem?
I really wish you would have said that. But yeah, I mean, hey, we've all been there with our daughters, okay? As manly as I am, I've done it. I've had to sit there and get my stuff done and stuff like that. She's not very fun.
No,
but
it's not
she
fun.
Enjoys it. So as long as she's smiling.
She's terrible at it, honestly.
Yeah, she's not good.
Yeah, she
barely. Half your toe ends up pink.
Yeah, she barely hit the nail.
And I got these big old dogs right here with black toenails, so it didn't really show up on mine, so I was cool.
No, actually, my one gross toenail, I was like, that's actually great because I don't have to look at it.
Yeah.
It's covered up for a little while. Yeah, no, we're doing it. We're back from the beach, and we are as manly as ever. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Whoop. Runners go. Ozuna hits it in the air to left center. Chisholm back. It's gone!
Yeah, man.
The Big Bear with a big fly. The Braves down to their final strike. And Ozuna, who owns Miami, strikes again.
You've got to be kidding me that he just pulled that off in an 0-2 count.
0-2 count.
Wildly clutch.
And then, I mean, he smacked it.
Yeah, he did.
He smacked it. He was like.
And that might have been like the second or third hardest ball he hit yesterday.
Yes.
He's locked in.
Yes.
Like, he is as locked in as you can be at this point of the season. And they need it. Obviously, they needed it yesterday. He's been the best player offensively for the Braves through the first couple of weeks of the season. The one thing, if you're going to say anything about this team so far that we've learned is, no lead is safe if you're playing them.
No lead, like same way. It kind of goes both ways.
Well, I
guess,
yeah. I guess if they have a lead, no lead is safe also. But they've had some comebacks this year that are crazy so far. Now, last night was, you know, it just was late, so it was even more clutch. But they needed it because you don't want to lose a series to Miami. No. It's all about winning series anyway, but especially in the division, especially against a team that's 1-9 at home, 3-13.
Their first home win. It's against y'all.
It's against the Braves. Yeah. They finally got one. And with the Spencer Strider news on Saturday that he's going to be out for the remainder of the season, weekend still sucked because Spencer Strider's out for the season.
Yes.
And that's a bigger deal than winning a series against Miami. But at least they're able to win the series against Miami.
But, I mean, Andy, it was something you knew probably was going to be the outcome, but you still didn't want to hear it.
True.
You know, and so, I mean, yeah, they just got to find a way. We already talked about, the Wangster Wagon. The Wangster Wagon is going to be – they got to gas it up unless they make a trade of a veteran, they're going to be shoving these Wangsters in until one can get three good starts, not one great one. And then because most of the time these Wangsters reading their ass been back and forth because they've been good, but like, yeah, man, whoo, he's figuring it out. Send his ass back the next start. You know, that's how we are with these dudes.
Yep.
Yeah, and so until they find that
way. I really thought we'd be later in the summer before it got like this.
Yeah.
But that is also why, you know, baseball seasons are long and they're not played on paper.
Yes.
So, you know, and when the week you were out, I don't know how far Fricky got, but his furthest was like, they're going to win 120 games and sweep the World Series. And we're going to have a parade down Peachtree. I was like, maybe. I mean, I hope. He was like, really, the only thing they're playing for is to break the all-time wins record in the regular season. I was like, I don't know.
It must come for
maybe. But also, like, guys can get hurt, and that happens every year. You missed Max Fried for 3 months last year. Mm-hmm. Ronald Acuna got hurt in the middle of the year a couple of years ago. Like, guys always get hurt. You just don't know who it's going to be and when. It just is really frustrating that it's one of your best guys, your best pitcher, and the, you know, guy that was all the hype leading into on the season and all that stuff. Now, that's not to say that the expectation of the season is any different.
No.
Like, still need to win the division. You still need to win 100 games and get hot in the playoffs. But just a big blow early in the year to have something like that happen.
Yeah, man. I mean, especially with the expectations and all the hype that you had, you know, and confidence you had in this young man and everything, and this team. Man, my confidence has not wavered in this team. I still think they're still one of the best teams in baseball, you know, and I still early and everything. I got a chance to watch a little bit of the Dodgers-Padres series where the Padres end up winning that series and everything. They're pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really good because we know how talented – I'm talking about San Diego.
Yeah.
But they got some –
they just haven't been able to put it together.
And it's still early and everything like that, but they went out and did their thing. And Braves, I mean, they're not going to fall off, but it's not going to be the same without Spencer. But I do know this, that Alex, if they do make a move, it's going to be a guy that we're all going to be like, well, hell, he was pretty good in 2019 because that's what Alex does. Our scouts, we measured him out, and it hasn't been all bad. He was going through something with a stomach muscle that was lingering through the 2020-2021 season, came back a little bit. We saw that his velocity was still there. I know his ERA was 22, but his velocity was there when he needed it the most. And we think that we can put him with our guys.
You know,
and Schnitt.
You know the term.
Yes.
The advanced metrics.
Yeah, the advanced metrics.
Some of our advanced metrics were giving us an indicator that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. He's been right so often on this stuff.
I know.
You know? And it's early days, but looks like he's right on Chris Sale.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too crazy on that, but Chris Sale looks really good.
Yeah, he looked good on Saturday. He just got a couple of rough breaks.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is when they had the rough inning, Schnitt put him back out there.
Yeah.
You know, Schnitt put him back in the seventh.
And he was fired up,
yeah,
man.
It's like,
he's cussing at people. It's great. I like it. I like
that. There's that edge, Andy.
I like
that.
That's what it is.
There's that edge.
I like a pitcher that cusses at his teammates or the opponent or just in general or just people that cuss. I like. That's what I like. All right, we'll come back. Draft is about a week and a half away, next Thursday. We'll get some Falcons general manager draft philosophy coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Monday afternoon. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into a couple different Falcons draft-related topics in just a minute as well.
1 week, 10 days away. 10
days.
9 days, whatever, from whatever it is. And it's in Detroit. This thing, right, the one thing about the whole draft, me, is that who's going to be that surprise? You know, there's always a team where you're like Arizona, I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona moved out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just always where, or because I believe everybody outside of Chicago and Washington are open for business. I think New England's open. Mm-hmm. I think San Francisco's, Arizona, Chargers, mm-hmm. the Giants, I think they're all open for business. You know, but the thing about it is
the teams that have quarterbacks.
Yeah, but the thing, they got quarterbacks. But the thing with the biggest thing about when you talk about trading up, you don't really. I should not say that. Sometimes you do. If he's you look at him as a generational type, you do everything you can to get up. Mm-hmm. But they're usually quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Atlanta did that to go up and get Julio and certain things like that. Is there a team that, because I think Marvin Harrison is the best player in the draft. Is there a team that would do that? Like wholesale everything to go get Marvin Harrison?
Trade up with New England maybe if they were going to move out of three.
Yeah, but I'm saying like a team that would go give all that up to go get Marvin Harrison.
I'm trying to think who would even make sense to do that.
The Giants do. But that wouldn't be a big move.
That wouldn't be that big of a move. Yeah. But he probably won't be there
right.
when they're hanging around at six.
But that's the thing about it. If another
Chicago moves from nine up to four or something like that.
If another quarterback moves,
yeah.
If they have four quarterbacks in top four, somebody's going to get charging him number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Bam, there
he
is.
Yeah, then he's just right there, and you
right
take him. You don't have to do anything.
But that's why you look at the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks, what they do, they push all the good players back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Marvin Harrison is better than all four of the quarterbacks, in my opinion. But at the same time, these are all quarterbacks. And the whole generational class, stop saying that. I wish people would stop saying that.
Yeah.
I really wish people would stop saying a generational class.
Maybe in 8 years from now, we'll look back and say that it was a generational class. Probably not. Probably not, because that's what everyone was saying about the – God, what even class was that?
The Baker Mayfield.
The Darnold one with Rosen and all those guys. And it just hasn't been. In fact, it's been generationally bad over the last handful of years. All of the quarterbacks that got drafted in the – I think it was 2021 or 2020, I don't remember. But these quarterbacks have been on the move. That's been the most common thing over the last handful of years is – teams make mistakes early in the draft or in the first round at quarterback and then move on from a guy and have to bring in a veteran. That's been the more successful move for these teams trying to win Super Bowls over the last handful of years is, all right, we got it wrong. Let's get a veteran in here for a couple of years, win now, and try to get it done, which is basically what the Falcons just did.
Yes.
The Falcons just went out and got a veteran quarterback and said it's win now time. Maybe the Falcons are the team that has the big surprise in the top 10.
Yeah.
Because, look, Chicago's taking a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Washington's probably taking a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Who knows what New England might do? I wouldn't be surprised if they trade. I also wouldn't be surprised if they take a quarterback there. Arizona receiver, Chargers receiver, Giant, who knows? But, if some things break differently and the Falcons are there at eight and they do take one of those receivers, I do think that shakes things
up. I think it does, too. The only reason I pause because of the fact they went out and gave Moody this money.
Yeah, right.
And all those other receivers they brought in. Now, are any of them better than Dunze, even though Dunze's never played a down on NFL football? Probably not. That's just my opinion on it. I think he's freaking great. I think
really
Moody's, I think Moody's a good compliment, but I think Odunze is a number one potential wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Great. That's how great I think he is. Now, you go for the whole draft for need or whatever, 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 whatever. It's always whenever you take the best player, we need this player. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we say a draft for need. Well, we need a good player, and there he is.
Right.
You know, so he's a good player and everything like that.
One thing that this team has definitely done, though, under Terry Fontenot, and they did need them for sure, but it wasn't the biggest need at the time, right? I mean, you had last year a guy coming off a 1,000-yard rushing season as, mm-hmm. as a rookie in Tyler Allgeier, mm-hmm. and he drafted
Bijan
Robinson at number 8.
Why?
Like, because he's really good.
Yes.
And they wanted him. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and I don't have a problem with that. Like, if that's your philosophy, which clearly it has been, best player available, I mean, a lot of teams need tight ends. Not a lot of teams take tight ends at number 4.
Yes.
Well, Kyle Pitts was at that time thought to be the one of the best tight end prospects to come in the draft.
And one of the best players in the draft.
And one of the best players in the draft. We haven't seen it yet. Hopefully we see it this year. Saw some of it his rookie year. Obviously he's been dealing with injuries. But, like, one thing that we've seen very clearly with Terry Fontenot as general manager is he's going to take who he wants.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's not going to be, no, we need a pass rusher. I'm going to reach for a guy and get him here or whatever it is.
It's not going to be.
Like, no, we like – this is the guy we think is the best guy.
Yes.
We're
now. If you go by his track record, we go by who's the best guy.
Even with Drake London at number 8, like, there was a debate as to who's the best wide receiver in that draft. It was, like, 5 wide receivers taken in the top 20.
And they took Drake.
They took the guy that they thought was the best.
Yes.
Now, there's – some guys that were taken after him that look very, very good so far. And Drake's looked pretty good, too, at times.
Yeah, when he's given his opportunity.
Yeah, when he's been given his opportunity. The problem Drake's had is he's played 2 seasons in the NFL
with
bum-ass quarterbacks.
Yep.
So hopefully now that he has a good quarterback, we can see what Drake London can really do. But, yeah, I mean, that Terry Fontenot has been very consistent in the first round on one thing. We're taking the guy. We don't care what position it is. We don't care what you think the value of that position is, whatever. We don't care what our roster looks like.
Yep.
That's the guy
we think
is best. We're taking him.
Yes. Okay, I mean, and so with that being said, if you don't think one of these outside rushers is the best at 8, then don't take him.
Right.
Move back. Or, I mean, I don't know if there's a corner that you would take there. But, yeah, you got to take – and if anything lets you know about how we've seen Terry Fontenot draft in recent past, it ain't never made sense to us. Like, oh, we
– yeah, it's true.
Oh, what?
We kind of knew it would be Pitts by the time the draft came around.
Yeah.
Just because that's the way the wind was blowing and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the London thing surprised me.
Surprised the hell out of me.
On draft day, it surprised me.
Yeah.
And then Bijan, by the time the draft got here last
year. Pretty
sure
that was
a lot of the chatter had gotten to that as well. I mean, mock drafts and stuff, but I don't know that anybody is super confident in what the Falcons are going to do at 8. I think the most confidence you hear is people saying edge rusher because it seems logical.
Because it is.
Okay. Yeah. But it's been logical in the past.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's logical.
Sure.
They need an edge rusher.
They do. And there's a couple that'll be available right there.
They need a pass rusher, and there's going to be your choice of probably 3. Because I'm trying to think up in the first round who would take a outside rusher before the Falcons. I don't see any of them.
Yeah.
None of them.
No. I mean, not because of the guys that'll be available and the needs that they have. There's also some really good offensive tackles that are available for these teams that need to deal with their offensive line. And I've seen some theories maybe that the Falcons would consider having a replacement in line for Matthews when he finally can't do it anymore. But I just don't think you have that luxury.
I don't think
you can do that.
You don't have it because Jake has at least 2 at the most. Years left.
Yeah.
To play at a top level play that he's at right now. So, yeah, you don't have that luxury to let him sit there.
You can't draft a guy at 8 and have somebody sit and not play.
No, he got to go down. Yeah. So that's always
a letter. That's the thing about a receiver is that feels like a luxury too, but he can play.
You
can have all the receivers on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of these offensive tackles, but Jake Matthews hadn't missed a game in 10 years.
Yes.
Like,
he's still playing at a high level.
He's still playing good.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still playing good left tackle. And I think you like what you saw from Bergeron at left guard last year. I still am of the belief that you could upgrade the center position.
Yeah, but you don't got to do it there.
No, you're not going to do it. No, you're not going to do it in the first round. That's something you do later in the draft, maybe on the third day. And then obviously your right guard is paid and very good, and the right tackle's paid, so he's not going anywhere.
He's paid,
and he's fine at some parts, and he's got holes in his game at other parts. But I just don't think you're going to do anything to upgrade any of those spots early in the draft. I think there's a chance you take a center later in the draft and maybe they compete, but this guy, you know, you're probably going to go with the experience on the offensive line. This 5 has played at least 1 season together now. But yeah, I mean, the the track record says offensive player.
Yes.
The most fun thing would be offensive player.
It would.
The offseason says win now, offensive player.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they're going to. I think it'll probably be a defensive player. It wouldn't surprise me if it's not an edge rusher, if they decide to go with one of those corners or something like that. But, yeah, if they take Roma Dunze at number 8,
that'd be funny as hell.
I will be very, very happy.
I'd be tickled.
Because then I'll get to interview Roma Dunze and thank him.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hey, thanks for being so awesome.
Yeah.
And making the last 2 years of college football so fun.
I'd be tickled to death if that happened. Like, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gave Moody this bread and all that. Now, I don't think they're going to take a receiver. I don't. But I think they would more likely want to move back. But what do we know about this moving back? Because
just never do.
They never do.
And I know Fontenot's only been a GM for a couple of years.
Where they're positioned right now, you have to wait till you're on the clock right now. It makes no sense to make those kind of moves right now at all. Because another team, they moved at 8 in front of Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tennessee, let's get
Yeah. What you do is you wait until 3 quarterbacks are taken, top 3.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody trades with Arizona to take another quarterback at number 4. And then there's a team that was down the draft that was like, oh, we thought we were going to be able to get Penix in the 20s or maybe even in the second round.
Because
and they're like, oh, no, we want that guy.
Do you think if they get the 4 in the top 6 or whatever, top 4, do you think that pushes Penix to like 12 to Denver?
Maybe. Maybe. And I also wonder who benefits most from – if J.J. McCarthy goes 4th overall, is it Penix or is it Bo Nix that benefits the most from that?
Oh, man.
Because there's teams that seem to really love Bo Nix, too.
Dude.
I know.
All right, okay.
Trust me.
All right. Okay.
You and I have watched every big game he's ever played in, and he didn't want any of them.
All right.
They want any of them. Like, he's a nice check-down passer, passes at a high percentage. People really like him. Like, all his teammates have liked him, and he says good stuff in press conferences. Yeah. But, like, dude, watch him play against good teams. Like, there's a reason why he was in college for 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay. Well, and I don't know what – because, you know, you look at – because I'm always a believer in this, the function of an offense and how the quarterback runs the offense in college. Mm-hmm. And it's just different. Now, I ain't going to say – because all college football, there are these bubble screen passes. They do all that. I get all that. I just don't see it in Bo. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't see it.
No.
Just like J.J. McCarthy. I just don't see it. I could be completely wrong, and I hope I am wrong, because I want to see all these young men do well. That's always my thing. I want to see them do well. Prove me wrong. All that other stuff, crow and all that other crap, I don't eat. But I'm just like
– that's one bird you won't eat.
Yeah, ain't one crow. That's one bird I won't eat. Damn crow.
Who's the quarterback – this is going to be a weird question, because if you thought you were going to be wrong about it, then you wouldn't think what you thought about it. But who's the quarterback that you wouldn't be surprised if he surprises you? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised just based on what everyone else – because I don't think J.J. McCarthy is a top-level starting quarterback in the NFL.
Me either.
I haven't seen it. But if he goes out there and does it, just because all these scouts and all that, seems like everybody else feels that way, I guess I'm like, all right. I'd be shocked if Bo Nix isn't like a great NFL quarterback.
You'd be shocked. I'd be shocked.
Shocked. I'd be shocked. Shocked.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't be shocked. They were pretty good. And I'm starting to come around on him. I don't like him because I saw him in high school on this show, and I just think he's a damn big-toed dork.
Rattler?
Yeah. I don't know, dog.
What's a big-toed dork?
I don't know. I just made that up. It just sounded good. A big-toed dork. I don't know, dog.
Do they measure toes at the combine?
They do, actually.
They measure your hands.
No, they don't. I know.
What's his toe look like, though?
But I mean, because, you know, you never know, man. He might got like a short toe.
I don't want a quarterback with a short toe.
Yeah, your big toe shorter than your second toe. You know, that messes up the balance.
Yeah. No, that means you got like weird ancestry.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. All right. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. We'll answer him next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, man, I'm so happy that y'all are back on air. I feel like my week is back on track.
Me too,
bro. Y'all can't be taking y'all can't be doing 2 weeks in a row, man. Like, really, bro? Man, y'all killing me.
It's about to get really complicated because when Lily's in kindergarten, I think then it's the same week. But then it's just 1 week.
This is 1 week.
I'm just saying, hey man, I love John Freaky, but I ain't gonna never mind. All right, real quick, shout out my lady, as Randy always say, Mo always call about his lady. My lady says y'all have a new fan because y'all shouted out her nephew on the radio, which is Michael Williams. So that's her nephew. So y'all okay. Got a new fan.
Cool.
But did some dope yesterday. She has two daughters. I don't call them my stepdaughters. I call them my bonus daughters. And we went to grill yesterday. So one of them came out and wanted to help me on the grill. So show her how to actually start the fire, let her actually cook all the meat, just, you know, supervise. Hey, flip meat, do this, do this, do this. So I was talking to Bo yesterday. Shout out to Bo and shout out to his show. But what's that one thing that you've done with your child that you were just like in awe of? The fact that they picked it up so fast, yeah. And they actually did a good job on.
Thank you, Mo. It's a fun question.
Driving. Yeah. It is a...
That doesn't sound fun at all.
I mean, it's not that it's not fun.
Sounds
it's just
terrifying.
It's, yeah, it's not... Because you remember being in their seat with my mama.
I do,
you know?
Yeah. Stressful.
Stressful how mama was, and like... And I'm like, so I try not to do that. Mm. Like, grab the wheel and like try to steer it for them. I try my best not to do that. But yeah, just like sitting, trying to, but they're pretty good. They're good. But my biggest thing when you're driving, which especially the boys, is like, stop being so damn cool. All right, sit your ass up and put your hands on the steering wheel, all right?
Yeah.
Don't worry about the radio, nothing. All right, just drive.
Don't try to be cool with me in the car.
Yeah, don't be trying to be cool with me in the
damn
car.
That's how you wreck it.
Yeah, man. Sit back, all that. Yeah.
She got me yesterday because it was the second nine at Augusta. And it was pretty close when they made the turn, right? And Lily came in. She was like, hey, Dad, let's go in the backyard and play baseball. She had her mitt and everything. And she was like, you get your mitt. And I was like, well, but it's the Masters on Sunday.
Dude.
But I got, obviously, I'm going to go play catch with you. Like, if you bring a baseball into the room and a mitt and say, let's go play catch, I'm going to do it.
That was yesterday.
So,
I was saying
that. So we went and played. She did great.
That's good.
She's doing a great job catching the baseball.
I love
that. I was very proud of her.
Yesterday, hey, babe, we want to have a picnic. I'm like, okay. For some reason, they like to picnic and do stuff in the front yard. So we got a fenced in backyard with all this stuff. Let's go back there. No, we're just going to do it in front because you get the bounce house. Got another bounce house, Andy. Pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big bounce
house. We're the most random-ass people on the block.
Oh, is it someone's graduation
party? Birthday? No.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday with a bounce house, Andy. Goodness gracious. I didn't know it was a thing that people own their own bounce houses, especially when they're that damn big.
I didn't either, but you do, and our neighbors do as well.
Didn't realize.
Which is, that's actually the perfect situation because they have it, and so when it's up,
Lily can go over there and play with
them, which is great. But I don't have one. I don't have to take it down or do any of that stuff, which is nice. Anyway, Xavier is in Gwinnett. Hey, Xavier.
What's up, fellas? By the way, I own like 2 bounce houses.
Really? On purpose?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, Grandma got one, and we had got the other one. So, yeah, I know it's weird, but, hey, it works out a lot.
I bet the kids love it.
So, they definitely do. So, my question is, when it comes to drafting defensive players, I kind of feel like we've done worse. I kind of, like, choosing the wrong person, not necessarily their position. But when it comes to offensive weapons, I kind of feel like, don't you think choosing Roma Dusey gives like a choosing Calvin Ridley, but yet going 7-9 the next year by?
I hope not. I hope if they did that, they wouldn't go 7-9 the next year. But they took Calvin Ridley in the first round.
They did
when they had Julio. But they needed that.
They needed
that.
You know, yeah, they needed a number. They needed a receiver opposite of Julio. We knew that and everything like that. And they don't absolutely need a receiver opposite of Drake. They went out and got Moody and gave him money. And so, you know, that's why I just think that – I think Odunze, because I like him, I just look at it from that standpoint. You can find a pass rush. No, you can't because they haven't found one. But what about these other
Where
guys?
Where do you find them?
I always view it like this. What about the other guys? What about the Arnold McCady and these guys like this?
Yeah.
He got better. He got better. And I'm not saying they don't need another pass rusher because, yes, the Falcons need a new pass rusher. And they picked 1-8. I wouldn't be like, damn, they shouldn't have did that. Would not be like that one whatsoever. See, this guy better right there. We can take him.
Yeah, like if you're talking about just ranking the players, taking the position out of it, just draft board, Roma Dunze is higher on everyone's draft board than either of those pass rushers that would be there at 8.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But you need – need a pass rusher.
You do. You do.
I like you said, you can find pass rushers. Where?
Where?
Tell them. Tell them where. Because they can't. They haven't been able to. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What up, guys?
Hey, what up?
Hey, hell, I was listening earlier, and then I had to cut out for a couple hours for work. But, Andy, you need to lay off that, man. The older girl and a younger boy, that's good to go. Unless App State or Washington or the Braves win a championship.
Got it.
you know what I mean?
Yep, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, a girl and a boy, that's ideal.
Okay.
It is.
But the question I have is, what Braves starter would y'all be willing to trade to get another pitcher in here?
Okay. Who are you giving up?
That's right now. The four guys that are locked in right now. We know the Wanks is coming.
I assume he means position player too.
Did he say position or did he say pitcher?
He said starter, and that does normally mean pitcher. But I thought maybe he.
I thought he meant in the starting rotation.
Player
oh, which what position player would I give up to get a pitcher? Kelnick.
Sure. Yeah. You don't want to trade him for a pitcher?
For a pitcher?
Who's the pitcher?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be a really good
pitcher. It's
got to be a really
good pitcher. Yeah, he ain't going to be the guy that I was talking about who Alex is describing who won the Cy Young in 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I don't know him.
If you can get somebody that's replacing Strider, basically. You know what I mean?
That's a fun conversation. Yeah. It would have to be somebody pretty good for me.
You'd have to give up somebody pretty good to get him.
Well, I'd say out there right now, I'd be more willing to give up Duvall. But what's his value?
Yeah, but I mean.
What about giving up for Duvall?
Yeah, you're not going to get much for him.
You already did yesterday. But like you said, Kelnick, they might give you something.
They might. But that's the thing about it. Once you start talking about these trades, everybody wants to get, you know, the top-tier pitcher, but they don't want to give up anybody.
Yes.
They're like, just give them, give them Chadwick Trump and Alan Wynus.
Yes.
No, man. They want.
Yes. No.
And we'll have Garrett Cole back.
Yes.
Like, no, it's not how it works.
No.
Like, you have to give up something to get something if you're going to actually get something in return. All right, let's get the takeaways
of
the day.
Oh, my God, that's the word. But I don't want to give him up, though.
See, that's one thing. Another thing Anthopoulos has been very good at when he moves the I don't want to give him up though guy.
Yeah.
He gets really good players in return.
Yeah.
Like they traded so many guys to Oakland over the last couple of years to get Murphy and Olsen and all those guys, and it's worked out perfectly.
Yeah. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but eventually Andy's gonna get the do you remember what we talked about? As obviously him playing golf today. And he does not really know why she let him play golf.
I've played golf twice in the last 5 days.
Yes.
And I'm playing golf again today.
Do you remember what we talked about?
Yeah. I'm going to be
paying for
this.
Yeah, dog.
I don't know.
You ain't getting off scot-free, bro.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. I'm going to learn a new craft.
Yes. You better get on YouTube because something's coming. I don't know what it is, but something's coming.
What do you know about building decks? Nothing, but I'm about to. I learned today Samson has a nicer TV than I do.
For real, man.
Yeah, man. Better TV than we have in our
He's
living
upgraded
room.
Upgraded over all of us. So it used to be I blanked your wife. Now it's big three, big me. If you're going to throw it all away, make sure she's worth it.
Yes.
Andy's back from the beach and manlier than ever. Spencer Strider. I mean, Spencer Rattler. Big toed dork.
Yeah. He's got so many. Yeah. So his toes are so long. Yeah. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.